Welcome to Return with Honor, a Wyvern Nation podcast hosted by the 31st Fighter Wing Commander, Brigadier General Tad Clark. Enjoy the message.
This is Brigadier General Tad Clark, the Wing Commander of the 31st Fighter Wing, and I am joined by my wingman, Chief Master Sergeant Flores, the Command Chief of the 31st Fighter Wing. And Chief, we have a really special guest with us today. And before I introduce her, we have had some great touch points with Airman Dixon, and one of the most recent ones was at Airman Leadership School. So today's topic is what, Chief?
It's growth.
Growth. All right. So without further ado, for our audience and our listeners, whether you're stationed here at Aviano Air Base in the 31st Fighter Wing or not, we are honored to have Airman Zariah Dixon with us today. She's from the medical group.
Yes.
And we're really excited to hear some of your thoughts and perspectives, not just your experiences in Airman Leadership School, but just your overall experience so far in the Air Force and some things that I think are going to be really helpful and useful for our audience to hear and listen to. So anything else before we jump into a couple questions, Chief?
No, I think this is the tier that when you talk about growth mindset, that exponential piece before it kind of tapers off and it continues, because we're always growing as leaders.
Definitely.
I'm going to really enjoy hearing what she has to say to our audience.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Yes. How long have you been here now?
A little over three years. Okay. Got here January in 2022.
Okay.
What a time.
Yes. And we were just coming out of COVID at that particular time, particularly here in Italy. And you've been obviously making a huge impact ever since. So we have a little bit of time, so we'll make the most of it. So I have a couple questions for you, Chief, and I have some things we wanted to go over with you. So if you'd be so kind, can you share with us how emotional intelligence, specifically empathy, and clear communication, self-awareness, all those things, how can that be cultivated and applied to improve leadership skills?
Yeah, definitely. I think that's a great question. And I think all those things kind of tying together when we're talking about empathy and emotional intelligence and being self-aware and being able to communicate, it all ties back into that first self-awareness piece, because I think it's difficult when we say, hey, let's be emotionally aware, right? But how do you actually do that? And for me, the way that I've cultivated it is by being present and practicing mindfulness. So again, when I'm driving home, right? Am I actually thinking about driving, or am I thinking about, hey, what did I eat for lunch? What am I eating for dinner? What am I gonna do at work the next day? And I think being caught up in the moment, how can I be present in a conversation and be emotionally aware if I'm not even in tune with myself? So I think the biggest way that I've cultivated it personally is just by being mindful and being present. And I think it's difficult sometimes when we have these situations where we want to be emotionally there, we want to be emotionally present, but we're not. We're stuck thinking about these things, we're not in the present. So the way that I do it is by doing these kind of mental checks within myself. And there's something called Wise Mind. Have you guys heard of this before? Okay.
No, never.
So it's a dialectical behavioral therapy skill. And it's something that we kind of just talk to everybody about in the mental health clinic. I am a mental health technician. So it's this thing, it's this Venn diagram, three circles. One side is logic mind, the other side is emotional mind. And in the middle, it's this wise mind, somewhere that we want to be all the time, but it's difficult. The average person isn't really sitting there. So something that I've kind of challenged myself, and in my clinic, this is the thing that we do. Before I go into a conversation, or at the end of the day, when I've had more of a difficult conversation, hey, was I thinking logically, emotionally? Or was I kind of in the middle? And most of the time I find that I'm not, right? And that's something that I'm working on. So I think the biggest way that we can cultivate that is by being present and thinking, hey, at the end of the day, I had this really rough conversation, this really rough interaction. Where was I at, right? Was I thinking logically? Was I going in with too much emotion, or was I in the middle? So I think that's the biggest way for myself. How can I cultivate that empathy for other people? Looking back at the end of the day and having that reflection, being mindful and being present, I think the rest of those things kind of follow.
Wow.
It's really good.
This is a senior airman, sir.
I know.
It's amazing to hear this. You know, Soraya, what really got my attention, me and General Clark have been to tons of ALS graduations. You were, of course, the John Levito Award winner, and something tells me you probably don't speak about it much.
I don't.
Can I pause you real quick? Yes. So we have some listeners that don't know what that award is.
Yes, that is the number one distinguished graduate from Airman Leadership School, and it's graded by both scholastic merit and also leadership capabilities. It's peer reviewed as well, so it is quite the accomplishment to get there.
Yeah.
And the other thing that stood out was you were the essay winner for the class. And I remember six words that you said there. Do you still have room to grow?
Yes.
And that really got my attention because you talked about how you were this confident young lady going through high school, top of your game when it came to leading in that environment. But when you went to basic training, you went back to maybe lacking a little bit of confidence in some areas. Yes. And those words rang true. That was spoken by one of your teachers back in those days. So really in your ALS essay, you highlighted a shift from overconfidence to insecurity in your leadership style. How can self-doubt, while often viewed negatively, actually be a catalyst for growth?
That is another great question. I think it's difficult. We talk about self-doubt and immediately, I think we kind of shut down and it sounds like something negative. But having these experiences, and I think I spoke a lot about it in my shift in leadership perspective in my ALS speech, but specifically, I think after the experiences that I had, thinking about the room that I've had to grow, I think that kind of inspired me to look at self-doubt in a different perspective. And again, going back to all my mental health roots, I think Aviano has really built me being a mental health technician. We use this example of a PT test all the time, right? We have this PT test, it's giving me a lot of stress, but is that stress doing something good for me? It can seem overwhelming in the beginning, but it's pushing me to get to the gym, right? Maybe I'm not prepared this time, but again, having that weak spot, maybe it's gonna push me next time. I'm gonna stay ready because I don't wanna feel that fear, that anxiety. So again, I think having self-doubt for myself as a leader, looking back at my experiences, especially in BMT, right? When I was selected to be dorm chief, I was scared. And I don't think that I was ready to face the challenge that I had in front of me. I think that I was embarrassed. Maybe I thought, hey, what are these people gonna think about me? But in the end, I referenced it when I spoke at ALS, I think my own selfish fear of failure. And I think that rang so true. And I think once I recognized that in myself, that I was scared, I was scared to be embarrassed, I was very prideful. I think that there was a lot of power in that. For myself now as a leader, now when I'm feeling scared or embarrassed, when I lead a new section or we have a new airman come in and it's my job to train and sit down and be a leader in that section, why am I scared, right? And it kind of shows me where my blind spots are. So I think being able to recognize when I have self-doubt, it kind of pushes me to move forward. Hey, do I need to step up to the challenge right now? Or do I need to step aside and kind of figure out why do I have the self-doubt? Where is this anxiety coming from? What am I fearful of? Is it something that I've never done before and I need more training? And it pushes me to step forward and be a better leader so I don't have that self-doubt moving forward. But I think it can be scary.
Yeah, I love what you just said. And so what I just pulled from that, and this is noteworthy for anyone listening, whether they're in the military or in the corporate world, when we feel nervous, lack confidence, maybe some insecurity, what that is, it's a psychological response to, we feel we're at point A and we're expected to be at point B and there's a void.
Yep.
And so rather than seeing it as a hurdle, what you're saying is see it as an opportunity to grow, right?
Exactly.
Because once you navigate that and get to that point B and you look over your shoulder and see where you've come, you've grown.
Definitely.
And so specific to that, and the question I have for you is, what advice do you have for other leaders, young leaders, seasoned leaders out there, such as yourself, who want to foster an environment where their people feel like they have room to grow?
Say, just be intentional. Figure out the things that you value as a leader, especially for junior enlisted. And I think for everyone, if you don't know what you value, how are you gonna be intentional about anything? So figure out those things, be intentional, and give your team room for autonomy. Because if you have an environment, what I've seen in my experience, building a dynamic of being intentional about your decisions, it's gonna build a culture of trust. Because I know if my leader is being intentional and that's their value, they're reign true to that, then I know that I can trust the decisions that they've made. I know that I have the autonomy to make my own decisions and they're gonna be accountable for the things that I do. And I think it's something that's been very important to me in my growth is being my biggest advocate, becoming an advocate for myself. And once I was able to be my number one advocate, I can kind of push that on and be somebody else's. I think it starts this chain reaction of feeling like a team and feeling camaraderie and being happy to go to work, maybe not every single day, but you feel supported and you feel like a family. And I think that's really, really important. So figure out the things that you value, be intentional about them, and be accountable.
You know, one of the things I've learned with growth, and I heard this quote before, how you build trust and take risk with your folks is, do you give your folks enough rope to hang both of you with? we're so used to just to hang yourself with, like, no, mm-hmm. both of us with yeah. the psychological safety that provides for your people. Yeah. Sounds like your drill instructor did that for you in yes. basic training.
Oh yes, he gave me so much room and he allowed me to make these decisions by myself. And he was like, hey, Airman Dixon, or Trainee Dixon at the time, I'm gonna give you this task and I'm gonna give you the freedom to execute it. No instructions, no rules. Let's see how you handle it and what you do. And at the end of the day, I was accountable for my actions. He was gonna be accountable for whatever way it went. And I appreciated that. I appreciated that autonomy. And I appreciated the fact that he put enough trust and had enough faith in me to lead my team of 47 other women to execute. And I made mistakes, but I learned from them. And I don't think that I would be the airman that I was if he didn't instill that trust into me.
Yeah. It's powerful.
It is.
I have a couple closing thoughts I want to share, but Chief, anything before we wrap this up?
I've been sitting here and just thinking, like, when people are presented with a challenge, they either crumble mm-hmm. or they overcome it. And yeah. many times we've seen folks that crumble, yeah. unfortunately. And even just dissecting your path, mm-hmm. Going from the super confident young lady to lack confidence yeah. and played it safe. And really what I took away was, one, humility. Noticing Definitely. That I'm not the best thing since sliced bread, and then mobilizing your grit mm-hmm. to go with it and finding that thing within. But it was really inspired by trust.
Definitely.
And support by others. And really, how can we get that right with every airman to maximize their potential is really what's going through our minds here.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, a couple things that really resonate with me. First, we talk a lot about emotional intelligence. People think they can just attend a class, maybe read a book, and they're mm-hmm. good to go. It's far more than that, which you've already highlighted.
Definitely.
And I honestly think those that are truly that truly possess emotional intelligence are those that are truly self-aware.
Definitely.
It has to start with self-reflection first, because then what that causes, and to your point, you made this, then you're present in the moment.
Yes, sir.
Right. Some techniques I've seen and even I've used at times is, if I feel like I'm in a rush, but I'm not, I don't need to be, I'm unnecessarily mm-hmm. in a rush, is stop. Body language counts. So
yes.
square up and face the individual you're talking to, even fold my hands, mm-hmm. which kind of causes me to pump the brakes and be okay. present. And then that eye contact matters. And then really start listening to what the member's saying rather than coming up with a response and thinking about what you're going to say.
Definitely.
So you're in the moment, you're giving that individual undivided attention. And then you can really kind of soak in those nuances, mm-hmm. the body language, and then you can be more attentive. So all that to say is what you said in terms of being present in the moment, being deliberate, is very, very powerful.
Yes, sir.
And then what I really like about this is having room to grow and recognizing that we all have room to grow.
Yes.
Whether you've been in the Air Force for a year, 20 plus years, or if you're somewhere else working in something unrelated to the military, we all have something that we can grow in, and it takes humility, which you highlighted, Chief, and I appreciate that, because humility really is, at the end of the day, recognizing and admitting to yourself that, hey, I have an area to grow. So I'm going to put you on the spot here in a second with sure. any closing comments, but I really think what you have had to say and share with our listeners, Zariah, is the fact is something that's applicable for anyone, young or old, seasoned or inexperienced. It's really, really a good reminder for us to focus, be present in the moment, pause, soak in that moment, make it the most it can be with the individual you're talking to, and then of course with yourself, recognize where you can grow and not miss those moments.
Exactly.
Life is finite, and if we pass those moments, we've passed an opportunity. So I'm going to turn it over to you for any closing thoughts, maybe a thought or two before we leave.
Sure. I mean, thank you again for having me. This opportunity has been amazing. I love speaking about my experiences. I love speaking about my job. I think my biggest thing is, again, be present, be intentional, and check in. Practice gratitude. We talked about the whole car situation.
Practice gratitude, yeah.
On the way home, you know, just think about, hey, what am I thankful for? Mm. Think about the drive. I'm thankful for the mountains. If you're not thankful for that, I'm thankful that I have a car that works. I'm thankful that I have my foot that hits the gas. All of those things. So I think just practice that, be intentional.
That's great.
I can bottle up just a little bit of what you're made of, I think our Air Force would be much better.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, 100%. Well, we have been quite impressed with you ever since we've met you. And as Chief and I prepare to, unfortunately, leave the 31st Fighter Wing this summer, we know that you're going to continue to do great things here and in your next location as well, and in life. So thank you for spending some time with us.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you for being a great example and causing us to pause and think about this and talk to us. So, all right, listeners, thank you for joining us. We've been very, very blessed to have Aaron Dixon with us. Chief, thank you for your time. And this has been a great opportunity to learn and recognize how we can continue to grow.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Return with Honor podcast. If you'd like to learn more about the mission, airmen, and families of Aviano, visit the Aviano Airbase Facebook page. If you enjoyed the podcast, click to subscribe. We'll see you next time.